Graziers in drought-affected northwest Queensland say it would be more humane to shoot their stock rather than force their cattle off the little pasture that they currently graze on in national parks. With more than 60% of Queensland in drought, feed is scarce. In May, the Queensland government passed legislation to allow cattle to graze in 5 national parks until the end of December. Graziers say that deadline needs to be extended. From Mount Isa, Kate Stevens reports.
Deborah Vinney's 600 head of cattle have been grazing on Forest End National Park north of Aramac since August. Her station near Hughenden hasn't seen decent rain for 3 years, and there's no grass left on her property. She says she can't move the cattle out of the national park, leaving her with one choice.
It will be kinder to shoot them than to move them. They are still very poor. They're getting a little bit stronger naturally, but they're filling up, but they're still not overly strong. And to actually put them on a truck again and try and remove them is just downright cruelty.
She says she's praying for rain.
Maybe it'll all rain and maybe everything will be all right. But if it don't rain, look, I don't know.
Since around July, more than 7,000 head of cattle have been shifted into 5 national parks throughout Queensland. But the legislation that got them in there also says they must be out by December 31. Ms Vinney says she needs an extension to keep her cattle alive and isn't sure what else to do.
It's not very nice, and yeah, if I was another person, I think I'd be wondering how many you'll shoot before you shoot yourself.
The RSPCA publicly supported the state government's decision to allow cattle into the parks, but spokesman Michael Beattie says the support came on the condition it was a short-term measure.
And certainly the government and us copped an enormous amount of flak from different wildlife groups. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We did think at the time it was the right thing to do. But it only was a short-term solution.
Queensland National Parks Minister Steve Dixon has ruled out any extensions to grazing in the parks. He says the government is looking for state-owned land to relocate the animals, but says so far only enough land for about 1,000 head of cattle has been found.
Now, we have bent over backwards to assist the cattle grazing industry, and we would do it again in a heartbeat. But when you broker a deal, and I can tell you most farmers are very honourable people who know a deal is a deal.
But Deborah Vinney says her cattle need to stay put to survive. She says without rain, she'll only have one decision to make.
Do I shoot the cow, the poor old mother cow, do I shoot her first so that she don't get stressed when I shoot her baby? Or do I shoot the baby first or the mother first? It's a bit like, yeah. I'm wondering who to shoot first.
Grazier Deborah Vinney, ending that report by Kate Stevens.